Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Welcome everybody to my podcast, the Patty Valenzuela Podcast. It's such a joy to be with you every single week and come to you and bring you an antidote, a word, an encouraging word, something that will uplift you, that will get you thinking, meditating on it throughout the day or throughout the week as you go on your day. I have this topic in my heart that's been burning all day today as I was praying, as I've been ministering. I just feel this topic that I feel is so needed and so crucial in this time. Whoever's watching, whoever's listening, I think it's something that we all need to hear. And that's the topic of how do we know when we have lost our passion, when we are losing that first love, and when we're not hungry for the things of God anymore. And oftentimes, it just really so subtle that we can't really even detect it when it is coming in. And so many people that I've come across, even pastors and leaders, and they've just been wearied and they've been tired. And if we're not careful, we can easily lose our passion for the things of God. I want to read to you a scripture found in Revelation chapter 2. And it's to the church in Ephesus that God speaks to. And in verse 4, he said, "Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things that you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place." So he's talking to us about first love. He's talking to us about a passion. That's something that we should never, ever remove from our lives. But rather, we should be burning always for God. Is it possible to live in a state where you are passionate for God all the time? Absolutely. But there are signs, and you can detect them when they start to creep in. You know, the enemy always wants to put enmity between you and God. He always wants to put a wedge between you and your relationship with God. The enemy doesn't mind you going to church. He doesn't mind you going every week. Doesn't even mind you reading the Bible. Doesn't even mind you talking sometimes about God. But he does mind when you're passionate for God. He's scared of those that are hungry and thirsty for the living God. He's very much afraid for somebody who's very much on fire, who's very much passionate for the things of God. We live in a Christianity and in a world today where we want to be okay. As long as my life is okay, as long as I go to church, I'm okay. I go to church, I'm a good person, I'm okay. But never in the Bible does it say that our walk with God should be okay. In the Bible, I find throughout scriptures, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, where God tells me that the first commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. The Bible tells us that we should have no other gods, but only God should be our God. The Bible speaks about stirring up the gift within us. The Bible talks a lot about zeal. The Bible never says to be okay. I'm okay. I go to church. Everything's fine. I've got a family. I've got a job. I have no problems. I go to church. I love God. But do you really have a passion for God? Because God never tells us in the Word to just be okay or to just go to church or to just, I love God. What does that mean to us? Because when we love God, the Bible says, if you are going to be my disciples, pick up your cross and follow after me. And so there are a lot of signs to know if we really, are we really passionate for God? Have we lost our fervency? Oftentimes in the deserts of life, in the afflictions of life, in the oppositions of life, it can be so easy to start to become so weary to the point that we get tired and we're tired serving God like we used to. Somebody that might be watching me, you feel discouraged or you feel like God let you down because he didn't answer you at the time that you thought he should have answered you. I think there's a lot of distorted relationships when it comes to the Father in heaven. And when we don't know him and we don't know his nature or we don't know his character, it's so easy to get that relationship so distorted. Our relationship with God should be priority above all things. So there are signs to know if you really are passionate for God or if you are losing your passion for God. One of the examples that I want to share with you is he your only delight? Or do you find delight in other things? And you find more delight in somebody else or in something else more than God? Or is he truly your delight? Your delight, the one that fills you. See, I don't understand how somebody can wake up and not pray. I need prayer because that keeps me communicated to my Father. He's the source of all things. He's the source of joy. He's the source of peace. He's the source of everything that I need for that day and for the rest of my life. I can't be without my Father. He is my delight. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. He rewards them that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Somebody who's passionate for God wants to seek God, wants to spend time with God. When we find ourselves that that's not really a delight, that now it's a chore. Now it's something I have to do. I've got to pray. I've got to read my Bible, as opposed to I get to pray. I get to spend time with God. I get to read my Bible. See, those are all signs that you're starting to lose your passion. When you don't want to serve God anymore. When now, you know, suddenly you feel like it's a burden to serve God. I don't want to serve. I used to serve. And this happened to me. Or that happened to me. I don't want to serve God. So what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to go to work and I'm going to have my career and I'm going to... That's great. Because God wants us to have a fulfilled and satisfied and abundant life. But when we don't serve God and we have no desire to serve God, we've lost our passion. I've seen people come in through our church that have just gotten saved and they've gotten born again and they've given their lives to Jesus. And they'll say things like this after an encounter or after our classes or after our leadership classes. They'll say things like, Apostle, please put me anywhere. Do you need me to clean the church? Do you want me to do something? Because I really want to serve God. Because they're flowing out of a gratitude. And they're saying, I love and I'm so grateful to God for what he has done in my life. He has cleansed me. He has set me free. He has delivered me. The least I can do is serve him. When we don't want to serve God or it become a chore, it's because you're losing your passion for God. And those are all warning signs when what God spoke to the Ephesus church, you're losing your fire. You're losing your love for God. See, when you have a passion for God, you're grateful to God. You're willing to go the extra mile. You're willing to do whatever it is that not only is required of you biblically, but you want to just serve. Be it in your local community, at your church. You want to serve God. You want the world to know about God. Because another sign that you've lost your passion is you no longer want to talk to people about God. You're not bringing people to Jesus anymore. When was the last time you evangelized to somebody? When was the last time you spoke to somebody about how good your God is? When was the last time you did the prayer of salvation with somebody? When was the last time you said, you know, I've got to introduce you to this Jesus that saved my soul? That's another sign that you've lost your passion for God. We no longer find that as an interest. We no longer find that as priority. God suddenly is no longer the priority. Suddenly spending time with him is not really something that I really long for. Somehow, I just feel like I've got a lot of things to do. I'm too busy. I've got work. I've got to get up early. I'm faltering in that area. That says a lot about your relationship with God. We are living in times that are so dangerous. We are living in times where I truly believe that the coming of Jesus is so close. I feel that and I say that with the fear of God. I believe that in these times, God is preparing his church. I feel like sounding an alarm and a clarion call to every single person in all the earth that we must wake up and we must have a passion for God. Not just be okay, not just go to church, not just occasionally pray, but where we seek God. These are times where we should love our Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all of our mind. Think about that. With everything that you've got, that you are consumed by this living God. Oh, but Apostle, that's what you do. You're a minister. That's what you do. You spend time in prayer. That was not for ministers only. When God gave us the commandment, he spoke to his disciples and they asked him, what is the greatest commandment? He said, the greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And the next commandment is love your neighbor as you love yourself. See, when we love God and he's our greatest passion, we can love others. We can forgive others. Because another sign that you have lost your passion for God is you stay offended. You have unforgiveness. You have a hard time forgiving people. When you have lost your passion for God, you hold on to the offense. You hold on to the betrayal. You hold on to what people said and what people did. That's a sign that you have lost your passion. That is a sign that you have lost your love for God. Because I guarantee you, when you have a passion for God, you can easily shake that stuff off because you love like he loves. You forgive like he's telling you to forgive. The Bible says, who are we to hold an offense? Who are we to hold a record of wrong against somebody else when God is not holding offense against us? When God does not hold a record of wrong against us? When God has forgiven us, who are we to hold against anything against anybody? That's another sign that you have lost your passion. You hold betrayal. You're holding onto an offense. You think about them. You have something against somebody. You're mad and you're angry at your brother. You're angry at your sister. That's a sign that you have lost your first love and you're on the road of losing your passion for God. And lastly, I want to leave with you this thought. A sign that you have lost your passion for God is now your standards, your compromises are starting to go down. What used to be no in your life, now it's an okay. What you used to say no to, that is ungodly. I do not go there. I do not watch that. We start to compromise little by little. And maybe it's not big, but that's how the enemy works. Little by little, it's this compromise. It's this conversation. It's that television show. It's watching this. It's watching that. What I used to not laugh at, that caressing, that, you know, conversation, what I used to never laugh at, the Bible says to watch our speech. Let it not be a speech of perversion. What I used to not laugh at, now I'm laughing at. There's a little compromises. You're losing your passion for God. You're lowering your standards. Yes, we live in a world, but we're not of it. I don't lower my standards. When I start lowering my standards, it's because I have lost my passion for God. But when you are passionate for God, you are a person that has convictions. And those convictions, you don't pass the line. I don't get closer to the line to see how far I can get without falling. I don't move the line. I know that these are my standards. This is the standards by which I live in. These are my convictions. And I don't go past that because I know myself. Somebody may be watching right now. And you say, man, that's one of me. I'm that person. I'm starting to lose my passion for God. Well, let this be a warning. And for those of you that are watching that love God, let this continue to be a warning that none of us falter, that none of us fail, that we all look to God and that every day we have a desire. Say, I've lost my desire. It's probably because something took over that desire. So look at your life, analyze it, and just go, what took over? What has replaced this passion for God? Is something else, another delight, another desire? When you have a passion for God, listen, he becomes your greatest desire, your source of all things. You are filled by him and him alone. And you get to love like he loves. You get to forgive like he forgives. You have the convictions in your heart. You have the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, when you lose your passion, you start to look at those convictions as now as rules and regulations and restrictions, as opposed to something that's protecting you. See, we are not a bunch of rules and norms. The Bible is not a bunch of rules and norms. It's not a do this, you can't do this, do that and do this. No, it's convictions. The Bible says that he has placed the rules, the regulations, he's put it in our hearts. We know what's wrong. We know. We're smart people. We have the Holy Spirit. We know what's off. We know what's going to get us off course. We know what's moving the standard. We know what is a conviction, but we've removed it and lowered the standard. It's no longer a conviction. We know when we've drawn the line and we said we've moved the line a little bit. We know. We are intelligent beings. We know what's off. We know what we shouldn't gossip about. We know what's off because he's given us the Holy Spirit. And when we have lost our passion, we start to feel like it's a rule. We feel restricted as opposed to be feeling protected. God gives us the Holy Spirit to pull us back. It's kind of like riding a horse and all of a sudden you feel the reins and they're tugging at you. That's the Holy Spirit in us. It's telling you don't go there because it's for your own protection. It's not because he's trying to bring a restriction. The God that we serve is not trying to constrain you, restrain you. He's trying to give you freedom. He lived to give us freedom. Matter of fact, when we are bound to a sin, we become slaves to that sin. We're not free. God is not trying to bring a conviction in your life only to restrict you. He's trying to bring a restriction into your life and something that you should live by, a principle, only because he's trying to protect you from the future, because he doesn't want you hurt, because he loves you and he sees your end from the beginning. So please, I challenge every person. You lost your passion. Go back to it. If maybe perhaps you're watching or you're listening, say, I love God. Well, keep loving him. There's more. For those of you that have passion, there's more. For those of you that love God, there's more presence. Seek him and you will find him. I want to challenge you. If you pray for an hour, pray for an hour and 20 minutes. Stretch yourself. Seek him more. He's there. The Bible says, seek him and he shall be found. When you seek him with all your heart. The Bible says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. But the drawing near to God is your responsibility. God, please come down. God, please do this in my life. God is not a genie in a bottle. God is a beautiful, almighty God, but he's a loving father and he wants relationship with you. He's not down there, up there in heaven, trying to scold you. He's a loving daddy that wants relationship. So for those of you that love God, seek him more, because there's more. For those of you that have lost your passion, go back to the fire of God, and I release that fire. And I pray that this word will release the conviction, that if I hit any button, there's a lot more. Maybe we'll do a part two. But if we have touched and tugged at your heart today, I pray that we would challenge you and that you would go back to praying and to reading and to loving God, and that that would be the greatest delight, and that you would love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every viewer, and I pray for every listener. And in Jesus' name, I declare that you are going to love your Jesus until he comes for you, until you go to your deathbed, until you die, and before he comes for you, you will love him every day of your life. I pray that over every listener and watch and people that are watching. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for being a part of this podcast. Please share it with somebody else. I pray in Jesus' name that you will be enlightened and that you will no longer be ignorant, but that light would shine brightly. Go share it with somebody. Go, and if it's a big a person that you need to share, a group, play it, please. All share it. I'm hearing Bible people that have Bible studies are all sharing these podcasts and doing Bible studies with them. Please run with it. Do it. Whatever it takes to get the gospel out, to reach people, to bring them back to the feet of Jesus, because there is great, great blessings in store for each and every one of you. I love you guys, and until next time, thank you so much.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.